Well, hello, listeners. We are on to our business article for the month of September, and we're so happy that you joined us today on Advanced Radio. We have a great program in store for you. Looking forward to talking a little bit more about business, what is happening in business around the world. In previous Advanced articles, we've covered a lot of different things, and today we're going to be talking about e-commerce. Now with me, I have two wonderful hosts, so I'm going to introduce them to you. To my right, well, I'll let them introduce themselves. To my right, I have the lovely...
Hi, everyone. This is Serena. It's great to be here with you guys.
Thanks, Serena. I don't know. Have we done a show together before?
I think we've done one or two together, but not too many. Okay. So I'm excited to work with you today.
Yeah, thanks for coming over. And to my left, I have...
Brendan.
Brendan, welcome back.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I am well. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you both here with us today talking about this business article. We're going to be talking about a company that Alibaba has started. Now, Alibaba is a Chinese e-commerce company, and it provides consumer-to-consumer or business-to-consumer sales via web portals. It was started by Jack Ma, and he founded the website Alibaba.com in 1999. And he has gone on to do extremely well with Alibaba. And we're going to learn a little bit more about how he's reaching out to rural residents. Alibaba is very well known in the city with city residents, but now we're going to learn a little bit about how he's moving into the countryside. We see in our deck today that it says, the Chinese e-commerce giant moves into the countryside. Brendan, what does e-commerce mean?
E-commerce has to do with internet, marketplaces, internet commerce, functionally. Whenever there's an E with a hyphen in front of it, usually that means it has to pertain to the internet in some way. Probably because Microsoft first started off with Internet Explorer, and that had the logo of the E, and so e-commerce, Explorer commerce, you know, you can run with that.
The E actually stands for electronics.
Right.
Okay, good. Well, that's great. That gives us a little bit of a background why we use that E hyphen. Now, for both of you, do you do a lot of online shopping? Serena, do you do?
Oh, once in a while, not too much, but I know it is very convenient and getting more popular these days.
What about you, Brendan?
I online shop quite often. That's how I buy most of the things that I need to buy. But that's because when I need to shop, I need to find something very specific, and I'm not sure I'll find it in a store near me.
Right. Okay. So if you're looking for specific or unique things, sometimes online shopping is preferable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I enjoy online shopping as well. I'm still getting used to it. It depends. I'm still a little bit of a person that likes to see it in the flesh first.
Right.
To see or like prove to me that it's okay and then buy it online, because I don't want to go through the hassle of having to send it back.
Exactly.
And just the things attached to that. Well, listeners, we're hoping that this is giving you a little taste of what's to come just about online shopping. Perhaps you too do a lot of online shopping. But what about the people that live in rural areas? How convenient is it for them to shop online? We're going to learn how Alibaba has been tackling that with our first reading for today on page 32, in the left column in line 1.
Alibaba connects rural residents to online shopping. The Chinese e-commerce giant moves into the countryside. Last fall, 30-year-old Luo Rong quit his $30,000 a year engineering job in Shanghai, moved back to his mountaintop village of Jade Peak, Yufeng, Jiangxi province. With his wife and newborn baby, and opened a shop with a big orange and green sign out front. The store is thinly stocked. There are a few packages of seeds, Skittles candy, some sweaters, sneakers, and laundry soap, but no lack of customers. The main draw is Luo's computer and the big screen display perched above him on the wall, both provided by the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba. From 7:30 a.m. to 11 p.m., breaking only for meals at his parents' house, Luo pecks away at his keyboard, helping his technology-challenged neighbors buy fertilizer, TVs, and even electric cars on an Alibaba shopping site called Rural Taobao. Luo arranges the payments, as well as delivery to Jade Peak, and earns a commission from the sellers.
Well, listeners, if you're just joining us, we are looking at our business article for September called Alibaba Connects Rural Residents to Online Shopping. Now, we're learning that the Chinese e-commerce giant, which is Alibaba, is moving into the countryside. Now, well, what happened to Luo Rong last fall there, Serena?
Well, he actually quit his engineering job in Shanghai, and he moved back to the mountaintop village of Jade Peak with his wife and baby and opened a shop.
Well, this is very interesting because we've heard a lot about engineering jobs being very big in China, and especially a lot of people in the past had been moving from rural areas into the city areas like Shanghai, Beijing, to find work.
Right.
And this is quite the opposite.
Yeah, he's doing the opposite. I mean, he took a big risk. You know, when you work in engineering, the job is very stable. So he took a risk of moving to the rural side and starting his own business.
Now, we've heard a lot about just people moving to the city because of their job. Here he gave up a $30,000 a year salary. Like you mentioned, Serena, it being a stable job in engineering. And he moved from Shanghai. Now, have you ever been to Shanghai?
I actually have. I went to Shanghai about 2 years ago, and I loved it. It's very modern, very new, a lot of tall new buildings. It's very clean. There's a beautiful river where you can take a ferry boat ride. So it's a little different from places out in other places in China. You know, it's very modern and new, and it's a growing city.
Okay. Well, we see that he moved from that modern city to his mountaintop village. What do we mean when something is mountaintop, Brendan?
Well, it means it's on top of a mountain.
Well, and that's interesting because really it's very different from the city, right? It's in a rural area where maybe it's not necessarily a mountain. It could be a hill, but it's just referring to being higher in elevation than perhaps the city is. And this is in Jade Peak in Ufang in Jiangxi province. And he did that with his wife and newborn baby. So, wow, the baby is very young when they left. And they opened a shop, and it says with a big orange and green sign outside. Now, that is the signage of Alibaba and Rural Taobao. So that's what they've done there. Now, we learn a little bit about the store, Brendan. What do we learn about the store?
Well, we learned that there isn't a lot, actually, of product within the store. Some seeds, Skittles candy, some clothing, basic necessities. But what's really important about the store is the fact that there is a computer in it, and that Rao is able to help the villagers order things that they do need for their work or for whatever, you know, other needs that might not necessarily be filled by the store through the internet.
Right, yes. We learned early on that it's thinly stocked with these other supplies that you mentioned, the seeds, the Skittles candy. But we learned that the main draw is Law's computer. What do we mean here by draw, Serena?
Here it just means to it's gaining attraction, another word for attraction or enticing.
Okay, good. So the customers are attracted by Law's computer and by a big screen display perched above him on the wall. Brenda, what do we mean by perched?
If something is perched, it means it's resting on on something. Usually, like, birds perch on branches, so it's the same sort of idea. And usually, if something's perched, it's at a higher vantage point than everything else, or
right.
on average.
Or maybe on the edge of something.
Or on the edge of something, yeah.
Right. Good, good. So this computer screen is set above people's heads. They can see it on the wall. It's quite a large screen. And this is being provided by the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba. And that is available to them from 7:30 in the morning to 11 p.m. at night. We see that Law is breaking only for meals at his parents' house. What do we mean when we say breaking only for something, Serena?
He's working from 7:30 to 11 p.m., but he's only breaking. He's only taking a break for his meals.
Good, yes, taking a break or stopping for those meals. And we see that he pecks away at his keyboard. What do we mean when you're pecking away at something?
Well, in this case, I think it's just a way of saying he's typing. When we hear pecking, it's usually sort of it's a more visual descriptor for, you know, tapping, typing, you know, using your hands and rapidly going at the keyboard.
Right, it comes from...
like when a bird kind of pecks on a tree. That one bird that's always pecking on the tree, it makes that noise.
Yeah.
Woodpecker.
The woodpecker, right.
Exactly.
Or chickens. Chickens tend to peck at their food, you know, very sharp, short movements. And that's how he's typing, with very sharp, short movements. But what he's trying to do is that he's trying to help his technology-challenged neighbors. Brendan, what does it mean if you're technology-challenged?
It means that you don't really know how to use the technology. I think we all have that one person in our life who has either has a piece of technology and they're not using it to the fullest because they don't know how, or is constantly coming to ask us or someone else, how do I do this? How do I get to that website again? What does this app do?
I think that's me.
Yeah. I think that's me too.
We would come to you.
You're the problem.
I'll help you guys out. It's okay.
Thank you. Okay, help your neighbor. Well, he is helping his technology-challenged neighbors to buy fertilizer, which is very useful in rural settings. Generally, they're farming areas, and they use fertilizer when they're growing their crops. They also like to find TVs and even electric cars. And this Alibaba shopping site is called what, Serena?
It's called Rural Taobao.
Well, Taobao itself is a marketplace website, and they've called it Rural Taobao with reference to people living in the rural areas, the countryside. And how does Law go about dealing with this Rural Taobao, Brendan?
Well, it says that he arranges the payments as well as the delivery to Jade Peak, and he earns a commission from the sellers.
What is a commission?
It's a payment based on the work that you do. Most commonly when we talk about commissions, or at least most commonly when I hear about someone talking about commissions, it's usually for an art piece. So you pay someone a commission to draw or paint something for you, and you do it and you get paid for the, like, per job rather than hourly. So if an artist were to complete a painting, they get paid for that painting. In this case, when Lau completes a sale, he gets paid for completing that sale.
Good. So he can make quite a bit of money depending on how much he sells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, let's go on to our next reading for today to learn how this is changing the lives of rural residents.
Embracing convenience. This is going to change the whole village, said Luo Laibing, a 56-year-old farmer who stopped by to purchase more than 1,000 pounds of fertilizer. It's saving us money and time and is making life much more convenient. Rural Taobao is an ambitious effort by Alibaba to turn China's 600 million rural residents into online shoppers and sellers. But the company is hardly going it alone. It's getting a big helping hand from the government, which is footing the bill to renovate storefronts like Luo's, sending officials out to talk up e-commerce to skeptical farmers, providing gratis space for new logistics centers, and deploying propaganda workers to promote rural Taobao. Government officials and Alibaba executives say rural Taobao jibes neatly with national goals, such as boosting consumer spending to fuel economic growth, narrowing the income gap between urban and rural citizens, promoting entrepreneurship, and harnessing the power of the internet to invigorate backward regions.
Well, listeners, we've been learning about how Alibaba is connecting with rural residents so that they can do online shopping. We've been introduced to Luo Rong, who quit his engineering job in Shanghai and moved back to his mountaintop village to help his technology-challenged neighbors, to help them be able to buy online. And he's been doing that through the shopping site Rural Taobao. And we see here that it's been of great use to his neighbors. And we're going to learn a little bit more in this next paragraph. We're introduced to a man called Luo Laibing. And Serena, what does he have to say?
Well, he says this is going to change the whole village.
Now, why do you think he would be saying that?
Well, he's actually a 56-year-old farmer and who stopped by to purchase more than 1,000 pounds of fertilizer. And he says it's going to save them money and time, and it's going to make life much more convenient.
Right. So he's a farmer, and he purchased 1,000 pounds of fertilizer. It's a lot. And I think perhaps in the old style, before there was rural Taobao, they would need to travel to the closest, perhaps, city or town to be able to buy this fertilizer. And so now it's going to be delivered to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite
very
a bit
convenient.
Of a difference. Yeah. So this is very good for them. And rural Taobao actually has an ambition. And what is that, Brendan?
Well, it's the website itself is an effort by Alibaba to turn the rural residents into online shoppers and sellers. So this is a website that is specifically aimed at the rural community, mm-hmm. which is not something that we necessarily see all that often, especially if you're from the city.
Right. Yeah, a lot of effort has gone in the past to getting the city customer to buy your product online. But here we see that they're wanting rural residents to do it. And I think the number here, 600 million rural residents, shows us the reason why they're wanting to tap into this, because mm-hmm. that's a lot of people.
It is, but it'll be amazing because they'll be able to learn how to use a little bit of that technology that they're not used to.
Right, and they have lovely neighbors like Luo Rong who are willing to show them and to help them do that. Now, it says the company, though, is hardly going it alone. What does that phrase, going it alone, mean, Brendan?
It means that you are, well, when you're trying to do something, you're doing it by yourself when you go it alone. I mean, we have the word alone in there, and going it just generally means doing something, so.
Right, that's good. So we see here the company is not doing it by itself, though. Who are they getting a helping hand from, Serena?
They are getting a big helping hand from the government, which is footing the bill to renovate storefronts like Lowe's.
Yeah, so they're getting a big helping hand. That means a lot of help from the government. It says that they are footing the bill. Brendan, what does footing the bill mean?
It means that they're taking care of the bill. They're going to pay for it. It's a nice little term. You know, we all want somebody to foot our bills, but alas, we have to pay them. But in this case, the government is taking care of it. And usually when you foot the bill, you're doing it for someone else.
Good. And so they're footing the bill to renovate storefronts. What does renovate mean, Serena?
Renovate just means to repair or improve.
Right. And what else are they doing, Brendan?
They're also sending officials to talk up e-commerce to skeptical farmers. Now, I know you're going to ask. So talking up simply means to speak with enthusiasm about, to try to convince someone that this is going to be the new thing and you really should take part in it.
Good. And what does skeptical mean, Serena?
Skeptical means you're not really sure about it. You're not content. It may not work.
Good. Now, the government is also providing gratis space. Gratis is another word to say free. It's kind of a fancy word to say free for new logistics centers. Logistics centers being places where they work on logistics, how things operate, the process of a company. In this case, probably things like the orders coming in and the deliveries going out. And deploying propaganda workers. Deploying meaning to send out. Now, propaganda means things, sharing a positive message about a certain issue you want to talk about. And they're doing that, propaganda workers, to promote. Promote means to encourage people to use and to let them know about it in a positive way. They're promoting rural Taobao. Now, Serena, what do government officials and Alibaba executives say?
They say that rural Taobao jives neatly with national goals, such as boosting consumer spending to fuel economic growth, narrowing the income gap between urban and rural citizens, and promoting entrepreneurship. So here we see the term jibes with, and that pretty much just means if one statement or opinion jibes with another, it kind of matches. It goes together.
Good. So China has these goals, these national goals about boosting consumer spending. And they feel that rural Taobao can help do that. Why do they want to do that? They want to narrow the income. That means the gap, the amount of money that rural and city residents currently have. And I think that there's been a lot of news about the difference between income in the city and in the countryside. And so they're wanting to close the gap on that. And they think that rural Taobao will help them do that. They also want to promote entrepreneurship. What is entrepreneurship, Brendan?
An entrepreneur is somebody who goes to basically starts their own business. Usually when I hear the word entrepreneur, I think of somebody who's coming up with something new, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that. It's just somebody who's going to make money sort of by their own, two hands.
Right. Mm. Good. And we're seeing that they're wanting to promote this entrepreneurship and harness the power of the Internet. Serena, what do we mean by harness?
Harness just means to kind of, they want to control it.
Good. Yeah, so that they can use it for what they're wanting to do, to invigorate backward regions. What does invigorate mean, Brendan?
Invigorate sort of means energize and motivate and just sort of get someone to do or change or do something.
Okay, good. Now, they refer to the rural areas as backward regions. What do you think that is, Serena?
Backward regions. When I think of backward regions, I think it's something from a long time ago. It's not very modern.
Right, and that's actually true. I've been to some of the very countryside areas of China, and it is very rural. It feels like you've stepped back in time.
Right.
It's not modern technology. People are still riding bicycles or walking everywhere, and you don't see the same technology as you do in the city. And so when we say something is backward, perhaps it's still in the old times. And it can also mean that it's very hard to find in a very difficult location. And so here we see that they're wanting to use rural Taobao to help these people in the rural area also help the economy of the country. Well, we've seen as to why rural Taobao is being used and how it can be used, but we're going to learn a little bit more tomorrow about how they're doing that. So we hope that you will return with us tomorrow to learn more about how Alibaba is moving into the countryside and helping rural residents to do this. But before we do that, we would love to hear your feedback. Do you shop online? Are you perhaps in the countryside and found that shopping online has been very useful to you? We would love to hear your feedback. You can contact us either through our Facebook page or our email. You can find that at studioclassroom.com. And you can also see more material from us through our QR code. You see that there at the top of page 32. All our topic talks videos are there, so make sure you check out more about this article through the QR code. And we would just love to see and hear from you about how these articles are changing your life as well. Perhaps you're finding that you're increasing in your vocabulary, your English is getting better, or perhaps you found it challenging at first and now you're moving on to bigger words. We would love to hear from you. But that's all the time we have for today. So this is Amanda.
This is Serena.
And Brandon.
Saying goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.